الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم The adornment of Ramadan al-Kareem The supplication of Attar O Almighty Allah, whosoever reads or listens to the booklet The adornment of Ramadan al-Kareem Grant them the ability to truly appreciate the month of Ramadan and illuminate their grave. Grant them, along with their parents, a dwelling in Jannatul Firdaus in the proximity of your beloved and final Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam without reckoning. Ameen. Bi Jahi Khatamin Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. The excellence of invoking salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The first caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu stated, invoking blessings upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam effaces sins more swiftly than water extinguishes fire, and sending salam upon the beloved Prophet is superior to freeing slaves. The supplication of Sayyiduna Ali for Sayyiduna Umar. Sayyiduna Abu Ishaq al-Hamdani rahmatullahi alayhi narrates, when the commander of the faithful, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu anhu, the fourth caliph of the Muslims, stepped outside on the first night of Ramadan al-Mubarak, he observed the masajid illuminated with lamps and heard the people reciting the noble holy Qur'an. Witnessing this, he remarked, نَوَّرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ يَا عُمَرَ بْنَ الْخَطَّابِ فِي قَبْرِكَ كَمَا نَوَّرْتَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ بِالْقُرْآنِ May Allah illuminate your grave for you, O Umar bin al-Khattab, just as you have illuminated the masajid of Allah with the recital of the Qur'an. May Allah's mercy be upon them all, and may He grant us forgiveness without reckoning for their sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Welcoming the esteemed guest. Dear listeners, the grandeur and significance of Ramadan al-Mubarak are beyond description. This month is a treasure trove of immense blessings, mercies and forgiveness. In this blessed month, Allah Almighty increases His grace and benevolence upon His servants to such an extent that the gates of paradise are opened and the gates of hell are closed. Furthermore, the rewards for virtuous deeds are multiplied manifold. The rain of divine mercy continues to descend upon those fasting in Ramadan, whether by day or by night. However, this benevolent month of Allah Almighty is a guest for only 29 or 30 days. Generally, when a guest visits our home, we welcome and host them with great hospitality. If an exceptionally noble and venerable guest arrives, bringing various gifts and a variety of delicacies, the manner of their reception is even more unique. Ramadan al-Kareem, bestowed by Allah, is a highly distinguished, revered and kind guest for us sinners. Consequently, upon the arrival of this blessed month, devotees of Ramadan across the globe are seen decorating their countries, cities, localities, masajid, and homes in celebration. And why should they not celebrate? This month is so filled with blessings, mercies, and pardons that rejoicing at its arrival and congratulating one another is established through the Sunnah. The second caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu anhu, used to say upon the arrival of Ramadan, Welcome to the month that purifies us. The decoration of Masjid al-Haram. Approximately 775 years ago, the renowned historian and traveler Abu Abdullah Muhammad bin Abdullah, famously known as Ibn Battuta, wrote, "It is the custom of the residents of Mecca that when the crescent of Ramadan is sighted, there is a great celebration. New mats are spread across the floor of Masjid al-Haram, i.e. the sacred masjid containing the Kaaba, and so many candles and torches are lit that the sanctuary glows with light. Gatherings are established within the masjid, and an atmosphere of joy and happiness prevails everywhere. The devotees of the Prophet from all four legal schools, Hanafi, Shafi'i, Maliki and Hanbali, offer prayers with their respective imams. Masjid al-Haram resonates with the recitation of the Holy Qur'an, which creates a sense of tenderness in hearts and brings tears to the eyes. Some individuals remain occupied solely with the tawaf of the Kaaba, whilst others are engrossed in solitary prayer within the Hatim. It is the custom of the Shafi'i devotees to perform the Taraweeh prayer and then circumambulate the Kaaba with their imam. At the time of Suhoor, the designated Zamzami Muazzin on the eastern minaret of Masjid al-Haram encourages the people to eat. A wooden beam is fixed atop each minaret, from which two large glass lanterns are hung. As the time for Fajr approaches, these lanterns are lowered one by one and extinguished, after which the azan is proclaimed. These Meccan households situated far from Masjid al-Haram, where the sound of the azan does not reach, observe these glowing lanterns to partake in their suhoor. Once the lights are no longer visible, they cease eating and drinking. During the final 10 days of this benevolent month, the completion of the Qur'an, i.e. khatam, takes place, attended by the Islamic judges, i.e. qadis, scholars and the city's dignitaries. In these gatherings, children from the noble families of Mecca are invited to complete the recitation of the Qur'an. Subsequently, a pulpit adorned with silk is prepared, candles are lit, and the child who completed the recitation delivers a sermon, an invitation to righteousness. Following the child's sermon, the father invites the attendees to his home, where he hosts them and serves exquisite meals and sweets. This practice remains a standard tradition during the odd-numbered nights of the final 10 days of Ramadan, known as the 10 days of freedom from the fire. Special arrangements for the 27th night. The residents of Mecca regard the 27th night, i.e. Laylatul Qadr, as the most significant of all nights. They make arrangements for this blessed night that surpass those of any other. On this auspicious night, the completion of the noble Qur'an, ay khatam, takes place behind Maqam-e Ibrahim, within the sacred sanctuary, ay haram. So many lanterns and candles are lit upon a large three-story wooden structure that their brilliance dazzles the eyes. On the 29th night, the Imam of the Maliki school completes his recitation of the noble Qur'an in a dignified ceremony free from ostentation. Dear listeners, as you have observed, the practice of illuminating and decorating masajid during Ramadan is not a modern innovation. Centuries ago, Masjid al-Haram was similarly illuminated, and today masajid and homes in many countries are decorated to mark the arrival of Ramadan. Indeed, traditions of illuminating masajid exist from the era of our beloved and final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as evidenced by the introduction of lamps in the Prophet's Masjid. The introduction of lamps in Masjid al-Nabawi. Sayyiduna Siraj radiyallahu anhu, the freed slave of the companion, Sayyiduna Tamim al-Dari radiyallahu anhu, narrates, in the masjid of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, lighting was initially provided by palm branches and leaves. We subsequently brought lanterns, ay qanadil, olive oil and ropes, and I illuminated the masjid by hanging them. Upon seeing this, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam inquired, who has illuminated our masjid? Sayyiduna Tamim radiyallahu anhu replied, this servant of mine. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked, what is his name? He replied, Fath. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam responded, rather, his name is Siraj, i.e. lamp. Thus, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam named me Siraj. May Allah's mercy be upon them, and may He grant us forgiveness without reckoning for their sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The ancient tradition of illuminating masajid. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, in his renowned Quranic exegesis, Nurul Irfan writes, Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam provided such illumination in Bayt al-Muqaddas, i.e. Jerusalem, that women could spin yarn by its light even miles away. He used Kibrit Ahmar, i.e. red sulfur, for lighting, which illuminated an area of 12 square miles, and he adorned the sanctuary with silver and gold. Furthermore, it is stated in the Quranic exegesis Ruh al-Bayan that Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam ordered 1,700 golden lanterns to be suspended by silver chains within the masjid. The excellence of illuminating masajid. The second caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu anhu, narrated, whosoever illuminates the masajid of Allah, Allah shall illuminate his grave. And whosoever fragrances the masjid with pure incense, Allah shall infuse his grave with the fragrance of paradise. It is stated in a prophetic tradition, whosoever lights a lamp in a masjid, the ordinary angels and the special angels that bear the arsh shall continue to seek forgiveness for him as long as the light remains in that masjid. O devotees of the month of Ramadan, Alhamdulillah, the arrival of Ramadan al-Kareem is celebrated in various ways across the globe. In many countries, homes and streets are adorned with stickers and boards bearing inscriptions such as Ramadan al-Kareem and Ahlan Ya Ramadan, i.e. Welcome O Ramadan, alongside depictions of the Ramadan crescent. Children dressed in new clothes and carrying lanterns can be seen in streets and squares celebrating and offering congratulations on the arrival of the month. Through social media, one can witness various videos of the joy and decorations in countries such as Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, and the UAE. Remember, there is no prohibition in the Quran or Sunnah against decorating homes and streets for Ramadan, the month in which the noble Quran was revealed, or for the month of the birth of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. On the contrary, the noble Quran states in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 32, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل من حرم زينة الله التي أخرج لعباده. Say, who has forbidden the adornment of Allah which He brought forth for His people? The Quranic commentary, Sirat al-Jinan, explains this verse by stating that anything not explicitly forbidden by the Sharia is permissible, i.e. halal. Evidence is required to prove a prohibition, whereas no specific evidence is necessary to establish permissibility. Paradise is decorated. It is recorded in the prophetic tradition on the authority of Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam stated, "Verily, Paradise is decorated for Ramadan al-Mubarak from the beginning of the year until the next." Who decorates Paradise? Allama Ali al-Qari rahmatullahi alayhi states, "It, i.e. Paradise, is decorated with gold, and the true nature of its adornment is known best by Allah alone." Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan al-Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi states, "If Paradise, which is already inherently beautiful, is further adorned, and that too by angels, imagine the sheer splendor of that decoration. It is entirely beyond the scope of human imagination." The practice of some Muslims who decorate masajid during Ramadan by lime washing the walls, putting up flags, and hanging up lights finds its basis in this very hadith. Dear listeners, Ramadan al-Mubarak is Shahrullah, i.e. the month of Allah. The more effort an individual exerts in its respect and veneration, the greater the reward they shall attain. By the mercy of Allah, whosoever decorates their home upon the arrival of Ramadan out of love and reverence becomes a recipient of divine mercy. Love for Ramadan is, in essence, love for Allah Almighty, as this affection is solely for the sake of divine pleasure. This is why the inclination towards worship increases during this month. Hearts become receptive to devotion. Even those who may neglect the recitation of the noble Qur'an throughout the year find the privilege to recite it now. Masajid overflow with worshippers, and the atmosphere at the times of suhoor and iftar becomes profoundly spiritual. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan al-Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi further observes, "Ramadan transforms the hearts of the people. Its arrival brings vibrancy to the masajid and an increase in the remembrance of Allah, i.e. dhikr, and recitation. The impact that the mere arrival of Ramadan has on the soul often exceeds that of 11 months of formal preaching." Examples of love for the sake of Allah Almighty. Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi states, "To love someone for an afterlife objective, such as a student of sacred knowledge, loving their teacher or a disciple, loving their spiritual guide in order to acquire knowledge and perform righteous deeds, is considered love for the sake of Allah Almighty. Similarly, a teacher loving their student because the student is a means of propagating knowledge which brings the teacher honor in the divine court also falls under the category of love for the sake of Allah Almighty." He states elsewhere, "If a person prepares delicious food for the sake of Allah Almighty and loves their servant for their skill in preparing such meals, i.e. to facilitate worship, then this person is also considered amongst those who love for the sake of Allah Almighty. Alhamdulillahi ala ihsanihi wa karamihi, by His grace, we too cherish the month of Ramadan for the sake of divine pleasure." a true devotee of Ramadan, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatul Aliya, has even expressed this love by composing an ode to Ramadan entitled Mujhko Ramadan Se Muhabbat Hai, I love the month of Ramadan. This can be found in his poetry anthology Wasaile Firdos, The Vibrancy of the Masajid. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Al Naimi Rahmatullah Alayhi states, to illuminate the masjid at the time of the completion of the Quran in Taraweeh is a highly meritorious act, as it falls under populating the masjid and making it flourish. In the Prophet's masjid, the first high quality flooring was laid by Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu. Prior to this, it was gravel. Its grand structure was first built by Sayyiduna Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu. The first to light lanterns within it was Sayyiduna Tamim al-Dari radiallahu anhu. During his caliphate, Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu arranged illumination for the Taraweeh prayers, prompting Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu to pray for the illumination of Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu's grave. The companion, Sayyiduna Dihya al-Kalbi radiallahu anhu, also used to illuminate the Prophet's masjid. All these noble figures were beloved to Allah. Ramadan is from Sha'airullah, i.e. the sacred signs of Allah. Dear listeners, we decorate and illuminate our homes for celebratory occasions such as birthdays or weddings. If we decorate our homes with the intention of venerating Ramadan, we shall receive reward for it by the mercy of Allah Almighty. As it is a month of great sanctity, such expressions of joy are a means of attaining divine pleasure. Celebrating the arrival of Ramadan and decorating homes and shops in its honor is the mark of the fortunate. This is because Ramadan al-Kareem is amongst the Sha'airullah, i.e. the sacred symbols of Allah, and venerating these symbols is the practice of those who fear Allah Almighty, as stated in the Noble Quran, Surah Al-Hajj, verse 32. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ And whosoever honors the signs of Allah, then this is the piety of the hearts. The Quranic commentary, Tafsir al-Naimi explains, the term symbols, sha'air, refers to everything whose veneration serves as a sign of worshipping the Lord, or the signs whose establishment has been commanded by him. Therefore, those places, times and signs that serve as emblems of the religion are all considered Sha'airullah. The Kaaba, Arafat, Muzdalifa, Safa, Marwa, Mina, Masajid, and the resting places of the righteous, as well as Ramadan, the Eids and Friday, are all symbols of the religion. Furthermore, anything that acquires a connection to the chosen servants of Allah Almighty also becomes part of Sha'airullah. When the blessed feet of Lady Hajra radiallahu anha touched the hills of Safa and Marwa, those hills became symbols of Allah, as described in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 158. The benevolent month, Ramadan, the guest of the Lord, is immensely benevolent and a manifestation of the mercy of the compassionate for the Ummah of the beloved Prophet. Every moment of it is steeped in mercy. Even the sleep of a fasting person is considered an act of worship. The reward for a voluntary, i.e. nafal deed, is equal to an obligatory, i.e. fard one, and the reward for an obligatory deed is increased 70-fold. whilst other months may contain specific blessed days or nights, every single day and night of this noble month is a repository of mercy and blessings. People may not recall the dates of other Islamic months, but every day of this blessed month is counted and cherished. We express profound gratitude to Allah Almighty for creating us within the Ummah of His beloved and final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and for bestowing upon us the gift of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, for the past couple of years, encouraged by the true devotee of Ramadan, Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatul Aliya, Dawat-e-Islami's Maktabatul Madina, has produced various banners and cards specifically for Ramadan. These can be ordered through the app to decorate one's home. A unique example of love for Ramadan. In 2024, a report in Gulf News issued by the government of the United Arab Emirates, i.e. Dubai, gladdened the hearts of many devotees. It announced a competition where the individual who best decorated their home for Ramadan would receive a prize of 100,000 dirhams, with prizes also announced for second and third place. Summary of the report. Brand Dubai, a branch of the Dubai Government Media Office, and Firjan Dubai announced the launch of the Dubai's Best Decorated Ramadan Homes competition. This initiative invited resident families in Dubai to adorn their homes with decorations and lights throughout the month of Ramadan. The prizes included first place 100,000 AED, second place 60,000 AED, third place 40,000 AED. In addition to the top three prizes, seven participants were awarded Umrah tickets for two people. This competition encouraged the community to celebrate Ramadan vibrantly by beautifully decorating their homes. A few days before the end of the month, prizes were distributed to those who had sent photos of their decorated homes. To inspire the listeners, the image of the first place house featured on the title of this book and the full report are available via the QR code. Those who decorated the winning home stated that the process took approximately 5 days. Diligence in worship and veneration. The companion of the Prophet, Sayyiduna Tamim al-Dari radiallahu anhu, had purchased an expensive and exquisite garment for 4,000 dirhams. On nights when he anticipated it might be Laylatul Qadr, i.e. the night of power, he would wear this garment and spend the entire night in the remembrance of Allah Almighty and worship. Similarly, Imam Al-Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh used to wear a valuable shirt, trousers, imama and shawl for the night prayer, worth 1,500 dirhams. He wore such attire every night for prayer, stating, "If we meet people in fine clothing, why should we not present ourselves in the court of Allah Almighty in the finest of garments?" Precautionary measures regarding lighting. O devotees of Ramadan, whether it is the decoration for Ramadan or for the month of the Prophet's birth, i.e. Maulid, it is essential to ensure that when public movement ceases late at night, the decorative lights are turned off. The purpose of these lights is to instill the grandeur and veneration of Ramadan in the hearts of people and to express joy at the arrival of the beloved of the Lord. Once the public has dispersed, the primary objective of the decoration is fulfilled. Therefore, one should turn off the lights in accordance with local customs and circumstances to avoid unnecessary waste. Decorating for Ramadan using masjid funds. The spiritual leader Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatul Aliya writes in his book Questions and Answers regarding donations. Decorating for Ramadan using masjid funds is permissible only if the donors have granted permission, either explicitly, ay sarahatan, or implicitly, dalalatan. Explicitly means that whilst collecting donations for the masjid, it was clearly stated, we will use your donation for illumination during the celebrations of the Prophet's birth, ay maulid, Giyarwi Sharif, the night of salvation, ay laylatul bara'a, and Ramadan al-Mubarak, and the donor consented. Implicitly means the donor is already aware that this specific masjid is customarily illuminated during these significant occasions and that masjid funds are utilized for this purpose. However, safety lies in gathering a separate fund specifically for decorations. One should only decorate within the means of that specific fund and also cover the electricity costs incurred from it. The prophetic tradition of the home masjid, ay masjid al-bayt. Dear listeners, a space designated for prayer within one's home is referred to as masjid al-bayt, ay home masjid. The beloved and final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, stated, when one of you completes his obligatory prayer in his masjid, he should reserve a portion of his prayers for his home, for Allah will bestow goodness and blessings upon his home by virtue of that prayer. O devotees of the Messenger, in the virtuous eras of the past, Muslims commonly maintained a masjid al-bayt within their residences. Regrettably, modern homes feature bedrooms, drawing rooms, dressing rooms, study rooms, fitness rooms, and television lounges, yet often lack a dedicated prayer space and an ablution area. Take the initiative. With righteous intentions, establish a masjid al-bayt in your home and earn spiritual rewards. Encouraging this practice, Bahari Shariat states, it is commendable, ay mustahab, for a woman to designate a specific area in her home for prayer. She should keep this area clean and pure, and it is preferable to elevate it slightly, like a platform. Similarly, it is appropriate for a man to designate a space in his home for voluntary, ay nawafil, prayers, as offering voluntary prayers at home is superior. It should be noted that whilst using an entire room for a masjid al-bayt is permissible, it is not mandatory. Even if a small space sufficient for one person to pray is designated, it suffices. No separate construction is required. For further information, one may read the booklet Establishing a Home Masjid is a Sunnah, available on the Dawat-e-Islami website. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Message and supplication from Amir Ahlus Sunnah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I wish to share a very beautiful and joyful matter. Alhamdulillah, the arrival of Ramadan al-Mubarak is imminent. A grand and distinguished guest is arriving. When a guest arrives, decorations are appropriate. How wonderful it would be if we prepared for Ramadan by decorating our homes and shops in its welcome. However, it is vital to ensure that each individual decorates their home using their own personal funds. Whilst decorating streets is also a virtuous act, remember that if funds were collected specifically for the celebrations of the Prophet's birth, i.e. Maulid, that money cannot be used for any other purpose, since there is no general custom allowing the use of such donations for Ramadan. Using them here is impermissible. Similarly, using general masjid or madrasa donations for this purpose without customary permission would be a sin. May Allah Almighty multiply the joys of Ramadan. Let all institutions and organizations decorate in their own way. But there should be a clear distinction between the decorations for the Prophet's birth and those for Ramadan. For instance, display boards that specifically read Ramadan Kareem Mubarak, inshallah. I too have made the intention to decorate my humble abode. O Allah, whosoever decorates their home, shop or locality in Ramadan, let their grave be illuminated and brightened with the light of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam until the day of resurrection. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.